This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to wake up, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I am Cakes. You can follow me on Twitter at MoneyMetalCakes. You cannot follow Jason Bishop because he detests social media, so you can't follow him.
Correctamundo.
But he is here. Also yes. With us is Eric Bickle checking in from a remote location in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Is that where he is?
I believe that's where he is. He's in a hotel room somewhere, and we're having some trouble communicating with him. We will get him on the line at some point. But
yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
He is up at Marist. I believe he is on the call for a Marist game against, is it Quinnipiac tonight?
That's what he said.
They're back in action. So good for that.
You knew he was going to have a connection issue staying at the Days Inn in Poughkeepsie.
I mean, not only was he having one, I was having one up until about 10 or 12 minutes ago. So, look, sometimes you have technical snafus when, you know, everybody's broadcasting remotely. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It happens. And, of course, we have the boys in the behind the glass in D.C., the Matt and Matt show.
Pretty fun last 30 minutes here. I don't know what happened. Eric, like, had the worst static ever. We figured it out. We were talking down the line.
Right.
We talked to Eric 2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
We could hear him fine.
That's called a reconnect.
It's called an on-off.
Right.
That bit.
Well, I mean, so I don't understand. If you were just talking, I could just hear him, too. I heard him clearly. And now you can't hear him at all?
He's gone.
Yeah, he gone.
He gone.
That moose.
I think the Comrexes are very just delicate. They're to me they look like way outdated ancient technology. I could be wrong.
They do look outdated, but mine has worked every single time.
It's not the Comrex.
It's not.
Eric's in middle of nowhere, New York, in a cement building using cell phone reception as his broadcast signal.
Oh, he didn't bring the Comrex.
He's not hardlined in.
No, he is. He is using the Comrex, but this is how he gets signals.
It's just how the Comrex is connected.
Oh, it's how it's connected. I got you.
You guys have an Ethernet cable. He's got some, like, I don't know, broadband.
He's got the cloud.
We're on 5G and he's using 3G.
He might be on 1.5G at this point. Anyway,
all he's doing is tapping the mic. He doesn't know what to do.
There's efforting going on both ends to try to connect him. Yeah, so hopefully
that's a reconnect.
That is a reconnect. But pretty busy night last night for DC sports. You had the Wiz and the Nats in action. Wiz continue their hot streak. Nats, not so much. Joe Ross comes crashing back to earth after his first two really good starts. Struggled last night. But the Wiz, got to give it up to them. 5 straight wins. They are full on in the playoff chase at this point with a win over Oklahoma City. But I don't believe it was a cover. For those of you that like to gamble, I think it was very close on the line. I think it was like 12.5 was the last number I saw going into that game.
I think it probably closed around 12.5, depending on where you were looking. Yeah,
and the Wiz were blowing them out in the first half and then let them come all the way back at halftime and made it way closer than it should have been.
Yeah, but a win's a win. 24-33, squarely in the mix for that, at least that 10th spot.
Right
now, tied with the Bulls, And, the Pacers have lost three straight in that ninth spot. So between Charlotte, Indiana, Chicago, and Washington, they're all separated by, well, Charlotte's clearly in. They've got a pretty comfortable lead right now. But Indiana, Chicago, Washington, all separated by a couple games. And then the Raptors are right behind the Wiz. So you're right, five straight wins, man. And another triple-double for Russ, even though he didn't play that great when I was watching him anyway. He had eight turnovers in the game. But he now has triple dubs against every team in the league. He's the first player to ever do that.
That's, you guys hear me?
Oh, there's Mr. the Bickle.
There you go. Sorry, guys.
It's all good.
I didn't do anything. I don't know what happened.
All you did was travel.
That's all I did.
That's all you did. Did you hear what I said? Westbrook had a triple double again, and that's triple doubles against every team in the league. First player to ever do
that. Yeah, but I think I had him over 25 with Beal. So that killed me.
He was five for 18. He didn't shoot.
For some reason, he wasn't scoring. I don't know. It was really weird. But they did another, decent job defensively, just in terms of points scored. Now I don't have the numbers in front of me in terms of how they shot.
They shot 50%.
No, but how did?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Not great. I mean, that's 11 straight losses now for the Thunder.
They shot 43% from the field.
Right. Look, the Wizards are putting together something here. if Scott wants to stick around, he might be doing just enough to steal another year or two, Cakes. I don't know with what they're doing.
I mean, it is pretty impressive, the turnaround, because they looked pretty much dead. But, I mean, two things have happened. Beal is leading the league in scoring, and Russell Westbrook has finally gotten healthy. Because he clearly wasn't healthy for the first, I guess, 20 to 25 games of the season. He's gotten healthy now. He's playing every night, and you're seeing the results.
Yeah. Well, there were some guys I had never heard of that were starting for the Thunder.
I mean, that is a G League-esque type of roster that they were trotting out there last night.
I mean, if
DC.
You can tell me where Theo Maladon is from, I'll give you $1 billion.
I believe he's a 19-year-old Frenchman. That's all I can tell you. But, yeah, I mean, they've got, like, a big, skinny Euro named Pokushevsky. He's actually pretty decent, but, I mean, nobody knows who he is. Baisley, Kenrich Williams, and Moses Brown. That might be the most nondescript starting five I've seen in the NBA in a decade.
Yeah, and it's no wonder they've lost 11 straight with that team. You can't lose to that team, but
no, you can't.
Five straight wins for the Wiz.
No, the Wiz did what they could to try to keep it close through halftime and into the third.
So who do they have next, Cakes?
I can pull up their schedule.
They've got the Warriors and the white-hot Steph Curry, who hit 10 more threes last night. He's got 54 threes in his last six games. You do the math on that. Right. And he now broke Kobe's record of scoring 30 or more in, I think it's 11 straight games at age 33. So no one had done that since Kobe.
How many did he have?
49.
So I think also that's a deal where he's had more than 40 now five times this season at age 33, which I'm not sure anybody's done.
He's averaging 40 a game in the month of April.
And in a weird coincidence, this is the first game back for fans at Capital One Arena, which means that Capital One will be overrun with Steph Curry fans for that game. And that'll be super annoying.
Can you blame him, Cakes? Can you blame him?
No, I mean, he's a superstar. Of course I can't. But that's just be ready for that to happen on Wednesday.
Yeah. It's just literally ridiculous, and we take it for granted how incredible he is simply shooting the ball. And then you throw in the ball handling stuff, like, you know, the street ball stuff, the stuff you would do like on a Nerf hoop. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I actually can't wrap my head around it. And he's been doing it for a decade. Mm-hmm. And I still just, you know, we don't appreciate it enough, I think, frankly, on the East Coast.
That's what it is. We just don't get to see him on a nightly basis.
Because then when you do see it, you know, you see the highlights. Look, I don't watch the highlights every day, but when you do see the highlights, you're like, this is just ridiculous. And he's doing this on a nightly basis.
And making it look easy, too. It really does.
Dude,
I mean, just so smooth. Smooth as butter.
How do you shoot from that far away?
That consistently.
That smoothly.
I don't know.
Like, it looks like a free throw stroke. You ever tried to shoot like half quarters?
It's a God-given gift is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, touched by God.
I've, like, lifted weights my entire life, And shooting NBA threes is a strain for me. You know, he's shooting them from 15 feet behind it like it's a free throw.
Right.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it. He kind of has that push off. He kind of shoves it a little bit. He doesn't release it at the peak, which it's very difficult to do from that distance. So you got to have a little bit of a shove. But he's perfected it. He really has
perfected it.
And by the way, Bradley Beal right now, this is current numbers after last night. Bradley's averaging 31.1.
Okay.
Steph Curry averaging 31.0.
Oh, so you know that head-to-head matchup on Wednesday, they're both going to be gunning for 40-plus. And on a lower level, this guy is not as good a shooter as Curry, but he's pretty close. Bertans last night had 21.
He had a bomb game,
and
right?
He got the ball. I think this is in the first half. I'm not exactly sure. But he got the ball roughly 35 to 38 feet away from the basket. And he, like, squared up and was looking at it. And Drew Gooden was like, don't leave him there because he'll shoot that. Because these guys will pull up from 30-plus like it's nothing. And they'll attempt it. Now, they may not hit it a lot, but just the fact that those dudes are willing to pull up from close to midcourt with a regular shot, not just a heave, is crazy.
No, it's complete insanity.
Yeah, it's wild.
I don't know, where does the strength come? Is it coming from their legs? Is it coming from their wrists, their forearms? I have a feeling a lot of it is their wrists.
Yeah, it's mostly their arms and wrists.
Yeah.
Because it's not like every guy who's taking those deep threes is getting huge elevation. They get up, but like Steph Curry's not up 25 inches. I mean,
You know how they always, like pitchers that can throw 95, a Drabby thinks he throws 90. Mm-hmm. They always say it's the legs. You know, the legs contribute so much to that.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
From that distance, they have to. But it's incredible. It's every night. Curry's not even having an off night. I mean, it's incredible he's doing this every single night, and especially in April.
You know what he is, Jason? He's truly a Harlem Globetrotter playing in the NBA. You know what I mean? He could take that shtick on the road. You know, the only thing missing is the bucket of feathers or whatever. I mean, it's unbelievable. But
I have a feeling that Brad's going to get caught from behind. He's going to get. He's going to get caught by Steph.
Like so
he's
do
doing.
I.
He's doing his best to fend him off, but I just don't know if he can do it.
Yeah, he says he doesn't care, but come on, everybody cares.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's got to have some sort of a deal in his contract where if he leads the league, he gets bonus.
Sure. Of course he does.
Dude, you just want that for bragging rights, you know, I would think.
I know that Steph is not the leader in the clubhouse in terms of NBA MVP odds. And Golden State, I think, is right now around the ninth seed in the West. Mm-hmm. They're about 500. But considering, you know, what they've lost, obviously Durant leaving, Klay Thompson being hurt again, you know, it's just basically him and Draymond and who else is on that team? Wiggins. He's got some decent players, but how is he not right now the leading MVP contender?
I don't know.
Is there anybody more valuable than him? Joker is having a great year. I guess you got to throw Joker in there. He had 47 last
Embiid
night.
Is up there. I mean, he's...
Yeah, Embiid. Yeah, it's true. Embiid.
A lot of guys.
No one more valuable to his team right now than Steph.
Right. Well, it just feels like that's a lot coming on a lot late. Like, what was he doing the first couple months? Was he just a little bit more inconsistent?
Like, well, nothing like this. I mean, these are crazy numbers.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to look at the game logs, but he's right now he's the talk of the NBA, no doubt. Every single day he's talk.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame the D.C. area fans for going to see Steph Curry. I don't blame him, Cakes.
Yeah, he'll be in town on Wednesday. So that's a big matchup the Wiz need to keep their winning ways going, to keep in the playoff hunt. Mm-hmm. And it should be a great individual matchup between Beal and Steph scoring-wise. I mean, that should be an entertaining game to watch, whether you're in the arena or at home.
Yeah, that's must-see TV, I think, on Wednesday.
Yeah. Definitely got to watch
And like
that.
You said, Joe Ross last night switching to the Nats, giving up 10 runs. Just wasn't his night, wasn't the Nats' night. You know, they scored a couple in the fourth off of Flaherty, Jack Flaherty. But, you know, they gave up 12. So another loss, 5-9. And Corbin goes tonight with his 21 ERA. Let's see if he's figured anything out over the last 5 days.
Yeah, so tough sledding to start the season for the Nats. We'll get into a full sports page later. Also coming up later on the show, Lars Eller joins us at 8:40 for Center Ice with Lars Eller. We'll talk to him as the Caps are resting as they prepare to take on the Islanders in a three-game set starting on Thursday. And Coach Scott Brooks of your Washington Wizards.
He's going
to join us coming up at 9:20. So lots to get to here on the Junks on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junkies' 25th anniversary of being on the air in D.C., presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up at 6:40, we'll do a full Junks sports page. Talk about a high-profile name, the NFL, retiring with D.C. ties. So we'll touch on that. But I know E.B. wanted to talk about his Odyssey trip to New York to call the next Maris Lax game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not something that I necessarily am dying to talk about, but I mean, just kind of a little insight into what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And I have to be delicate because I'm working for the administration, I'm working for the school, calling the games, and it's a privilege to be able to go to the games, especially when they're not allowing parents or fans.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they haven't played in 5 weeks, and we didn't know officially until about 7 p.m. last night that the game today was going to be a go.
Oh, really?
And the kids were tested yesterday in the
morning.
How
many practices have they had over the last 5 weeks?
That would be zero.
So they haven't practiced one time and they got a game today.
They have a game to a Division One
tonight.
Lacrosse game today. Yeah, tonight, 7 p.m.
Okay. And they haven't had one practice. Are they going to have a little practice today, like a walkthrough?
Or? They're doing a walkthrough. They're supposed to, I don't understand it. No one quite understands it.
Have they been running? I mean, what if they're going to pull so many calf muscles today?
I mean,
been working out.
I think some guys are trying to stay and, you know, fit and doing their thing. But I think other guys have at different times lost faith and didn't think necessarily that this would ever happen, that they'd ever have another shot to resume the season. I know that they're all doing it for the seniors.
You may not know this, but has Quinnipiac been playing?
Oh, yeah. Everyone else in the league's playing. Everyone else in the country's been playing, Jason. So it is a really, really unique situation. And, you know, I left the house around. I kept waiting because, like, I don't want to start driving and then have to turn around
and then they call
with another
it, right?
heartbreak
right.
that they called it. So I just made a call around 2 o'clock, and I just said, F it. I'm going to just go. And we still hadn't heard. Then we heard there was going to be another round of testing at like 5 p.m. And so everyone's freaking out about that. I mean, these kids are tested 3 to 4 times a week. I mean, it's almost like they're looking for a problem. I don't quite understand, Jason. I just have to be very careful with what I say. But
I can't even imagine the level of bitterness as a parent. I can't even imagine it.
You should see the group text.
Oh, I can only imagine. The group text.
I'm sure.
I mean, I'm talking about very accomplished people losing their minds.
Is this the decision of the school president or the athletic director?
It's the administration. The administration, I guess, has sort of a different idea on how to handle this than the rest of the country.
Okay.
But, you know, I guess I'm thankful that the guys are getting a chance to go out there and try to salvage something. But to ask a group of kids that dedicated their whole lives to this to just not do anything really for 5 weeks, some little small group stuff, you know, guys horsing around on the field in groups of five at a time, you know, you don't, that's not practice. To then say, okay, you guys can go. And, you know, to the guys' credit, the guys are willing to go. So they're gonna go.
Right.
And, you know, who knows what will happen? I mean, in a regular season, I think we run away with this league. Run away with it. This team is one of the, I think it's got one of the four or five longest active conference winning streaks in all of Division I lacrosse. They're getting votes every week for the top 20, even though they haven't played in 5 weeks, just based on the roster. And the lacrosse folks know how talented these kids are. But it is a big challenge tonight, 7 o'clock. I believe the game is going to be on ESPN+. If people want to follow, you know, I'll be trying again to stay out of the way and help out, you know, with the color commentary. I'll post a link. If it's not on ESPN+, it'll be on the Red Fox Network. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting. Yesterday was an interesting day, to say the least. And by the time, here's a weird thing, and I don't know if this is happening everywhere or is it just happening because Poughkeepsie is a smaller town. So I one of the reasons why I left when I did is I wanted to get here at a reasonable hour and go out to dinner at my favorite spot, Crew, which is this nice little restaurant in this dumpy little dive plaza. I get outside of town, Cakes, and half the restaurants, Bonefish, Crew, they're closed on Monday. Now, do they do that in Ashburn, or is that just a small town thing?
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Those Blickies are open.
I could not believe it.
I think some restaurants do stay closed on Monday just because the business is so slow. But
so slow
I think
right
that's
now,
more
right?
of a mom and pop type thing. I don't think that's like if you go to like a chain restaurant. I don't think that generally
happens. Bonefish closed.
It's kind of weird.
That's very strange.
Right. So the Crew was closed. Bonefish. I ended up eating at Texas Roadhouse Barbecue.
Very well, nice.
Which, you know, was fine.
You definitely had some ribs.
You get sized.
You had ribs. For that.
Texas Roadhouse.
You think their butter is good on those rolls?
The cinnamon butter?
Yeah.
I can't have any of it.
Throw peanut
shells. She put it on my table.
On
I said, you got to take that. I said, you got to take that out. No, they didn't have that.
Yeah, you can't have
did you get
rolls.
The chicken critters? Those are good.
No.
Man, apparently Balbi's knows this menu.
Chicken fried
front.
Steak.
No, I can't get anything like that.
What about
that?
The roadkill? Roadkill silly.
What's that?
That's
what's the roadkill?
It's like a chicken breast topped with like the sauce. It's silly. And cheese. Oh.
No, I had no
By the
idea.
Way, I think every chain has like a variant of that sort of dish. Like a gigantic chicken breast, and then you put like eight toppings on top of it, and
what
every
about,
place calls it something different.
What about the armadillo eggs? They're basically a jalapeno poppers.
I don't know if they have that, but the one thing they did have that I considered, because I do like it, but was the fried pickles. I have a hard time sometimes passing up on fried pickles.
Texas Roadhouse is big in Pasadena.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, there's some carbs on those fried pickles.
I didn't get it.
Oh. Yeah. Fun fact it. About the Valdez family: we were the third people ever in the Texas Roadhouse in Medina.
Why?
We went on opening day.
And you were
did you
three?
Stand in line?
Yeah,
or something?
Me,
so you
me
could
my
be
dad,
the third.
Me, my dad, and my brother. We all stood in line. And we were the third people in.
What
quite an
that?
Accomplishment.
What? We were very young.
Do you have like a photo to commemorate the
occasion? We probably do. We were four.
So it was like opening day for like the O's.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy because we didn't realize you could throw peanuts on the floor. We were having a lot of fun with that.
Oh my God.
That's right.
You know what's funny is that Eric's like going on about his life drama and how awful it is. Yeah. And then he mentions Texas Roadhouse and Valdez and I jolt up.
Everyone lights
up. It's like a surge going through the studio.
Hey. But my story is not that exciting. It's more exciting. There's no question about it.
Let me ask you
but
this.
They didn't. I wonder why they didn't have that. Why they didn't have the?
Is there
the a
chance that they cancel the game in the next 12 hours?
I suppose there is a chance because they're so hell bent on testing people every 5 seconds that I guess that's always a chance, right?
Is Poughkeepsie having a bad time with this? Are they having a second or third outbreak? I don't understand why it's so different there on that campus than all the other schools in the conference.
It has to do with the administration. They just have a different idea, I guess, of what's safe and what's not safe. I'll leave it at that. I'll say this. The campus positivity rate was down yesterday down to 0.4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 0.4.
Okay, right, a few people.
So...
Well, now, when you get up there, do you get together with other parents?
Well, there's no parents allowed.
Oh, that's right.
I'm the only parent allowed.
He's it.
And I have to go up there. And you listen, the guys in the athletic department are pretty cool. I mean, I like them all. They're good guys. So we'll just sit in there. They're probably just as frustrated as you are. I think they're just as frustrated. Yeah. My understanding is that the athletic department has been fighting like crazy for these kids. And there's just not that much they can do. But can you imagine, Jason, when you were at Richmond, that you guys, I mean, 5 weeks, hell, the season would be over. But go 5 weeks without a practice, but then you guys got to play, like, I don't know, Syracuse whoever.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine. I would just hope that those kids stay healthy, not playing for five weeks.
It's the biggest fear. We had a kid that tore his Achilles a few weeks ago, right before they shut it down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big fear. The kids are going to tear knees or tear Achilles, because they've just been sitting around their dorms.
Man, that's crazy.
It's really, and it's not just this school. It's kids all across the country in the sense that the college experience over the last 18 months or 15 months has been insane.
Oh, it's been pummeled. Yeah, of course.
Pummeled.
I mean, I can't tell you how many friends of mine have had kids they either dropped out. Or they just said, F it. I don't need to be on campus. I don't want to just be locked in my dorm. So I'm just going to go take classes at home.
Right.
It's happening everywhere.
I don't know if I said this on the air when Steven got caught up in some contact tracing because, he was around guys that had tested positive. Even though he's totally healthy and he's passed every single test, he was like, I'm not going to quarantine on campus. They went, a bunch of them quarantined at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you go to the beach? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Have a little fun.
Yeah, exactly. And I know some kids were talking. I don't know if they actually ended up doing it. But, like, kids and I know that were going to school at, like, say, Colgate or just name it, Michigan or something. They were going out to L.A. and rooming together, like, in L.A. in a condo and then just taking classes remotely, trying to make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why just be miserable on a campus?
And that sounds way different than my
great question.
If this happened during our college experience, I didn't have the funds to fly out to LA and do my classes from Newport Beach.
True. True.
That is a different world.
There probably takes some financial wherewithal there, Cakes. You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
But the idea is that it's such a weird year that a lot of kids are doing things remotely and just some kids just taking a year off, a gap year, traveling, But when your athletic clock starts, as Jason knows and Cakes knows, once it starts ticking, you don't have that opportunity, really. You can't just willy-nilly come and go whenever you want, right? You got a small window to get it in.
I'm surprised that those kids, not all of them, but some of them just said, you know what? This is BS. I'm transferring. I'm going. I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm going to go play somewhere where I know I'm going to play.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens in the offseason. I hope that doesn't happen because it's a great group of kids, and they could really rip off two or three consecutive years of winning this league. all things considered. But yeah, I mean, who knows what the offseason is going to be like, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
I know for my son, he just loves the guys.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Well, no, it'd be hard.
He'll
decision.
Do whatever the guys want.
Yeah, it'd be a tough decision.
But I think across the country, you're going to see that in certain places. I mean, the Ivies haven't had a season all year.
They basically haven't had two.
So, yeah. Yeah, can you imagine?
For the spring sports, they started playing briefly last year, but then they could shut it down.
Right. But anyway, you know, all is well. It is what it is. I have to get up at four in the morning or so tomorrow to drive back to do all of the things for Mrs. Flame. That's gonna be another adventure.
And the weather's going to be poop.
So is the weather going to be terrible?
Yeah, tomorrow it is.
It's like what, low 60s, but like rainy?
Nah, it's going to be in the 50s tomorrow, I think, and rainy, and then getting colder, and then Thursday morning is going to be really cold. I was supposed to play golf Thursday morning. I just said, you know what? I'm out. Highs in the low 50s, wind gust of 40. I said, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, those are like open conditions, and not U.S. open conditions. Like across the pond open conditions. No, thank you.
I'm not doing that.
Right.
Well, I'm going to go to JP's mom's service, and I'm just going to – obviously, it's inside, right? It's not an outdoor funeral. So I'm just going to wear the mask. I'm going to sit in the back. I'm going to stay away from people and
– Everyone's going to try to do that.
Show my face and then pay my respects.
I think all you need to do, Jason, if – yeah, I mean, because I think it's a nice thing that you want to do that. I mean, you could literally just show up for 5 minutes and go.
Well, I mean, look.
They know it's weird.
He came to my mother's service. I got to go. You know, so I'm going to go.
Well, it's just because of COVID. It's weird.
I know.
People are just feeling uneasy about the whole thing. You
correct.
Know?
And I understand.
So, yeah. I think there's a YouTube option where you can actually watch it live on YouTube. But anyway, yeah, these next 24 hours are going to be crazy.
JP will actually give us the link to tweet it out here soon. Because he wants
people, he is.
Yeah, he wants people to be able to watch it if they're so inclined.
By the way, Bick,
that's really nice.
Text me where it is because I still don't know where I'm going. So just text me what church I'm going to.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
It's like the only Catholic church in the neighborhood.
All right. So it's in Bowie,
correct? I'll text it to you.
It's in Bowie.
Yeah. Right. I'll text it to you. It's in Pointer Ridge.
All right, cool. I can find it. My old stomping grounds.
That's right.
It's the only
old hood.
It's the only place where they would let like 100 people. Every other place was like limiting it to like 20 or 25.
Right.
Okay. But the church was cool. So,
all right. So what are you doing the rest of the day before the game? What time do you have to be over at the stadium?
I don't know. I think I got to do homework. I got to make sure I bone up on Quinnipiac a little bit more. They have the Donnery twins or the Donnelly twins? They're silly. So we've got to figure those guys out. Uh-huh. That's all. Just do my homework and just kind of like, you know, you've called games before in college. I'm sure it wasn't as like, you know, you're having fun. You're in college.
Color commentation. Yeah.
I just don't want to make a fool of myself. So I just kind of have to think in my mind of maybe some scenarios. And I kind of have to pre-plan it a little bit because I don't have the jargon. Do you know what I mean? I said that before after the first time I did it. Like, I'm not used to articulating some thought after every play. Usually, I just watch a game. You know, it's a totally different experience. Drab, did you ever do it in college? Did you ever call games, Valdez? Did you guys ever call games?
No, never did.
No.
Yeah, it's a totally different experience. You know, because you want to be short and sweet. You don't want to go on and on. You don't want to ramble. You don't want to say something just so dumb.
And it would have helped if this was your fourth or fifth game instead of your second.
I know. It's only my second game.
Yep.
By the way, Dylan Donnery is their leading scorer, 12 goals.
I think he's got 12 goals, only one assist.
His brother Ryan's
a midfielder. Those are the guys we got to keep an eye out for.
Watch out for the Donnery
boys. Look at you.
Boys.
You're good.
Quick look up over there. All right,
we've got the roster up right here.
We'll do a full sports page when we come back. We'll talk about the Wiz winning, the Nats not winning, and a big name retires from the NFL next here on The Fan.
Big name.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan. Junks are all spread out. I'm in Montgomery County, Jason's in Ashburn, and EB is on location in, I guess it's called upstate New York. He's calling the Marist Quinnipiac Lacs game a bit later.
Maybe
they
call this the Hudson Valley, that area, Case?
Sure.
Does that ring true to you?
I'll take your word for that, sure. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been in that part of the world. I've been in New York.
I will say it's beautiful.
Oh, I've seen pictures. It looks amazing. Like,
yeah, I mean,
isn't that close
to
like West Point and like the Army campus is beautiful.
Yes. Yes. It's like right around the corner.
But I've never been there.
Yeah. Army, who we gave the beat down to last year, by the way, just to be clear.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite movies was filmed in Poughkeepsie.
Which one?
Oh, God, I'm just foggy right now.
Like an Blanky? Independent film or like a big one? Like,
pretty
who
good,
was the star
pretty
in
favorite.
It?
Favorite.
No, it's it's a great movie. Bradley Cooper was in it.
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh. Place Beyond the Pines. Yes.
It's a good flick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a great flick.
Silly.
And it was filmed in, at least part of it was filmed in Poughkeepsie.
There's a lot of big names in that movie. I mean, it's Bradley Cooper. It's Ryan Gosling. Yep. Mahershala Ali.
Yep.
Ooh. Eva Mendes. I'm sure there are names that I'm forgetting that are in that cast.
The donk that's in Bloodline. I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Chandler.
How do you know that?
No, not him. The screw up brother.
Oh yeah. What's his name? What's that?
He's in a million
name?
Movies.
I'm looking him up. Oh, Ray Liotta's in it too.
Oh, that's right.
That is a sick cast.
By the way, Ray Liotta. Have you guys seen the? I think he's pimping Chantix. Now these are old, but. Like a stop smoking commercial that's been out the past few years.
Yes.
Ray Liotta
yes.
looks like he's 100.
He looks terrible, doesn't he?
He's not. Some people age gracefully. I would not put Ray Liotta in that category.
Well, that's because he had a ton of work done, didn't he?
He's had a lot of plastic surgery, right?
Okay.
So that makes him look really weird.
Yeah, he's...
Cakes, I'm thinking of Ben Mendelsohn.
Mendelsohn, yeah.
Okay.
He was really good in it. He was really good in it.
Did we have Ben Mendelsohn in Studio Cakes? Remember, there was one of those Ben actors that we had in studio.
We had.
It was a Ben.
It wasn't Ben Wilson.
No, we
Ben,
had the donk from 310 to Yuma.
Ben Foster.
I don't think we had him in
Ben
studio.
Ben Foster.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, we did.
We had him in person? We had that silly in person?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
I believe that was back in Fairfax.
It was.
I remember him being on the show. I don't remember it being in person. That must have been at the infancy of his acting career.
Yeah, I think it was. Like, we had a weird stretch there where we had David Arquette, who came in studio. We had Jamie Kennedy came in at the time when he was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt, right? Yep. And I thought Cakes was maybe just going to make right there because I think he brought her in. Didn't he bring her in? And she was like in the green room while he did the interview?
I don't know.
I think so.
I tend to think not, because if Jennifer Love Hewitt was in the building, I would have found a way to seek her out.
I don't think she was there.
I think she was, but we never really saw her.
If she was.
Anyway, that was a weird stretch of like actors coming in.
She was playing the Bags Arcade game. Yeah. I was in there.
Jason, what do you think Eric thought of Ben Foster's performance in 30 Days of Night, the vampire movie? What do you think he thought of that performance?
Oh, he thought it was horrific.
Isn't he like a really accomplished actor?
Yes, he is.
Isn't he like really accomplished guy? Yeah. And I think he's tagged some sillies before, right? I think he had quite a resume going.
I'm not sure what his resume looks like. I'd have to look it up.
Ben Foster.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's impressive.
But if you haven't seen Place Beyond the Pines, I guarantee
you think it still holds up?
Oh, I guarantee.
Because I think I haven't seen it in like 10 years.
It's a silly movie.
If you're listening right now and you haven't seen Place Beyond the Pines, all right, it's not a cheery film.
No, it's not.
It's not a comedy, but it is fantastic. I guarantee you, you like it.
If you don't like it, blame Lurch.
I don't think there's one yuck in the entire movie. There can't be. It's too serious, but it is really well done.
It really is. With a great cast.
Yeah. Haunting soundtrack, too.
Who directed that? Derek Cianfrance? Cianfrance? He's a freaking genius.
He's a smart
Kevin
man.
Kevin McCarthy. He would be so psyched to hear this segment right now.
This is his favorite segment of the week.
Anyway,
all right. So Cakes, I knew that there was one big time, DC related retirement. Drabby told me during the break about another one. Looks like we have two big ones.
Well, did you see the second one, Cakes?
I have not. We'll get into the sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified Hub Zone solution provider and Dell Federal Partner. This will be news to me as well.
Well, we'll start with Alex Smith, who, of course, we heard this yesterday. You'll have to brief me on the second, but Alex Smith announced his retirement, capping a 16-year journey that started as number one pick in the NFL draft. And, of course, he had the horrific injury, turns 37 next month. And someone in the room predicted it. I'm not sure who it was, but someone did predict it.
Somebody's also patting himself on the back a lot.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
His frozen shoulder must really hurt from doing that.
Do you want to hear you guys poo-pooing Jason's
theory? Oh, yeah. I want to hear this.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this. Yeah.
Shocker, Jason had me looking for this all day yesterday.
Yeah. How bad was Jason's read that he was just going to retire?
Well, I think he should.
The only way he retires is if no teams are interested. Like Washington lets him go to play. And nobody wants. But if he can find a home, he's gonna stay in that home. And I think he wants to compete.
But I think just out of spite, he would not retire if it's going to help the Washington football team.
I think he still wants to play. 100%.
What's it like to be as delusional as Alex Smith is at this point? It must be nice to go through life just being delusional.
Why is he delusional?
Eric, here's my point about retiring. Okay, maybe he doesn't want to retire, okay? I didn't say that I thought he wanted to retire. I just thought he should
retire. Hmm. I think it kind of played out both ways. We were kind of all right.
I mean, he probably did want to compete. Maybe there were no takers.
I don't think he found a spot.
Maybe. I think he met with Chicago.
I think the word was he met with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. If you can't make it work with Urban, you know, your old coach, you're probably not going to make it work anywhere.
Yeah. But overall prediction hit. I just want to let everyone know that. But he is. Yeah.
You get a tick mark for that.
And if you've got no, you know, look, we saw him play. All right. He couldn't move.
If we're doing back padding, then I just want mine padded because I said he would a good fit for him would be Jacksonville. And because he met with him, that would be...
Yes. Yeah, okay, sure. Why not? He met with him. Just didn't pan out. And you're right. Great story.
It sucks whenever an athlete can't leave on their own terms. If he didn't have the injury, he'd still be playing. Hell, probably still be starting here. Mm-hmm. But he, at least he was able to come back from one of the most gruesome injuries and recoveries because of the infection that we've ever seen. And so for that, you know, he's got a lot to be proud of. Their record, you know, I know people don't like to ascribe wins to quarterbacks, but he found a way to win. Would they go 5-1 in the games he started last year with half a leg? Pretty remarkable achievement. So hats off to Alex. He's got a beautiful wife and kids. And I'm sure, you know, the world is his oyster. He can do whatever he wants. Oh, I see somewhere he's made over like $150 million or something just in salary.
Made a boatload of cash.
So he should be financially set, obviously, for, you know, generational wealth for all of his kids and their kids.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's all set.
I mean, it's just up to him now what he wants to do.
Yeah, he could go coach. He could go into TV. He could do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's
really good career. He should be proud, especially of the comeback and all of his accomplishments. But let's not get caught up in the is Alex Smith a Hall of Famer? Can we just stop that before it starts?
Why did somebody have that?
Well,
that question.
It's inevitable that that's going to happen, and he's not a Hall of Famer.
No,
he's a Hall of pretty good, and he's a very inspirational story. But let's just stop that before it starts because he's not a Hall of Famer.
I didn't want to start it, so I don't know who was going to start
it. Yeah, I wouldn't start that either.
Let's just squash that out before it starts.
It seems to be the hot trend. If anyone with any talent or notoriety in their career retires.
If
a guy who plays 16 years at quarterback, that's the talk. Right.
Right.
No. He's in the hall of decent. I wouldn't even put him in the hall of very good.
I'd
say
hall of very to pretty good. He might be a first ballot hall of very good.
I put him in the hall of fame guys. Like, great guy.
Like, well, sure.
Everybody loves him.
Sure. Good he's guys, in, Hall of Fame.
Say,
yeah, he's
there. In the great guy Hall of Fame.
Cakes, Alex Smith is in your Hall of Very Good first ballot?
I said Hall of Decent.
I would guess. No. Is that overestimating him?
Way overestimating.
Really?
I mean, yeah, great
okay,
guy.
Okay.
Your Hall of Very Good are the Eli and Philip Rivers.
Okay.
Like the guy on the line that we always talk about are the Hall of Fame.
I'm not gonna die on this hill. I would put him in the hall of, if you want to just put him in the hall of good, and he doesn't even make hall of very
Jakes.
Good, I'm
it's
fine
the hall
with that.
Of decent.
Hall of decent.
Hall of decent. Yeah. First ballot, hall of decent.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Hall of serviceable.
Now, who is the second I'm missing?
We're going to tell you that when we come back. We'll talk more about Alex Smith, and we'll tell you about somebody else who is calling it quits in the NFL. And here's your hint. You really shouldn't be that surprised. It's not that surprising that this guy is hanging them up. We'll tell you who that is next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.